Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Now it's time for our Grow Model, and we're still dealing with the great hope. And today, we're dealing specifically with death, hope, and the lie that won't die. And to help us navigate our way through these three aspects of the great hope, we do have Pastor Gregory Sarefo joining us on the line. Pastor Gregory Sarefo, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So, gone too soon. I think you've heard people using that phrase, oh, gone too soon, in a better place now, watching over us, rest in peace. I know you are there looking down on all these phrases we use when death strikes. Sometimes I laugh when I see people who are supposed to be learned using these phrases, but I laugh under my breath because it tends to be offensive to those who are bereaved. The Great Hope, the book we're talking about, challenges the world's most popular idea about death, that we never really die. Why does this matter, Mfundisi? Because if we get death wrong, we risk being deceived by the very thing we think brings us comfort. And that's what I want us to talk about. And I think we have our line disconnected to Mfundisi Sarefo again. I don't know what's going on. Perhaps the same thing that was happening yesterday. But that's what we're talking about today. As soon as we get connected to Mfundisi, I'm hoping we'll be able to get our conversation underway. And one of the questions that we hope to ask Mfundisi, and hopefully he'll be able to answer our question as soon as we get connected to the pastor, is, Mfundisi, how does the Bible's teaching on death differ from popular beliefs?
Yeah. You know, today, in today's world, there are many ideas. Like you've rightly said, you go around and you hear people saying such statements or such words as this person, and talking as if they are communicating directly with someone who has died, saying, I know you are watching over us, we will miss you. And all of these things, as if this person is actually listening to them and can actually see them, you know. And that is a very popular teaching that has gone on. And unfortunately, it has found its way even into the Christian circles. You hear many Christians saying such words and holding such beliefs that the dead somehow are able to have some interaction with the living. They still have a part to play,
right,
under the sun. But the Bible tells us or gives us a different picture. It's a different picture together. It tells us that the dead know nothing.
Yeah.
Love, their hate, their envy, all of those things are gone away. Why? Because when people go into death, they cannot hold any form of communication with those that are alive. I mean, there are many references that we could give to support that. We have Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we have the book of Job, chapter 34, 14, and 15, and many other references, you know.
It sounds like a very misleading and rather dangerous, though appealing, but very dangerous doctrine and notion. Why is the idea of the immortal soul so appealing, Funis? Yeah, it's so dangerous, but why is it so appealing?
I think it is very appealing because it takes away the idea that this person that I'm used to having daily communion with, this person that I'm used to having around me, is not here anymore. I cannot now hold conversation with them as I used to. I cannot interact with them as I used to. Now it is better, or it is rather easier, for one to believe that they are dead, but they're not really dead.
Right,
they are
right.
Gone. they're not really gone. And therefore, we find ourselves soothing our hurt and our pain with a theological error, believing that this our loved ones are not gone. But we do not understand that we are now by accepting this teaching, this belief that our loved ones that are dead, who are dead, can still hold communion with us. We don't understand that we're actually playing into the devil's game, because that's what he actually brought to Adam and Eve in the beginning when he said, "You know what? God said you'll die, but you won't surely die." He brought them to a point where they downplayed God's instruction and found his words appealing enough to give into his enticements, and therefore were led astray. So we too are still playing into the same game. He's still telling the same old story, that death is not really death. You're not dead. They won't die. You can still communicate with them. You can still hold fellowship with them. Yes, they're in the grave, but that's just the body. But this person has gone on to live with the Father.
And Mfundisi, there's a danger there. You're absolutely correct. There's a danger in people who believe people don't really die. They are on the other side doing good because it gives people relaxation that they can be as evil and wrong as much as they like. And then when they go to the other side, they will do good and God would never punish people who are now doing good, looking after their families from the other side. So it gives them people that false sense of opportunity beyond the grave, and people, it takes away people's agency in the here and now. People feel, if I don't do it now, I'll do it in the hereafter. I'll be isnyanya that is doing good for my children. I'll look after my children. I can be incompetent now and reckless now, but on the other side, I'll be isnyanya. I'll be an ancestor. I'll look after my no, people, it makes them poor agents of Christianity. So I totally agree with you, Mfundisi. It's a very, very dangerous thing. Now let's talk about what we can do now. How can knowing the truth about death protect us from spiritual deception?
It is very, very important to, like we said yesterday, to allow God's word, and the plain thus saith the Lord, to guide us, to be the basis of all that which we adhere to, before other secondary instructions and directives that may come from anywhere, to hear what God is really saying, and hold on to that, because from the book there's a title there that says God, the Bible is represented as a fiction. It's seen as if it's just fables. But when we come to God's word and we take it as the express will of God and his directive, and surrender ourselves to that, and then root ourselves in that, and believe that, what, death is death. However, there is hope beyond this thing called death for those who have, like you rightly just said, that if we do not forgo our responsibility now, our part to play now, and we surrender to God now while we yet live, there is hope beyond the grave. Not in the grave, not in that in the grave where our bodies will rest and our souls will go on to live and be with God, but when we have surrendered to God today, when we have allowed his word to guide us and to be the shield that surrounds us today, we know that even though we may go there to the grave, there is hope beyond that.
Let's talk about the ones who remain grieving. We've spoken about those who die and remain in the grave. They don't go to heaven. They're there in the grave. Let's talk about those who are not in the grave, those who are bereaved, who remain grieving. What hope does the great hope, offer those grieving the loss of loved ones?
We find, I believe, a what I see as a twofold hope, twofold in the sense that, one, we are assured of God's presence today,
Right.
assured of God's grace and sympathy today, sustenance today, even as we go through death, and we the second bit of it, the other side of the coin, is that there is an assurance of resurrection to eternal life,
Right.
where this mortal shall put on immortality and
Right.
this shall put on incorruption. You know, so the first hope is in that, yes, we go through grief today while
Right.
we live and we lose our loved ones, but God is the father to the fatherless,
Right.
and then he is present with us to hold our hands. He's present with us to soothe our pain. He's present with us to fill us with hope yet again. You know, there's a text that I love in the book of Proverbs that says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. And then you continue reading on in that same chapter. It's just saying to us that, you know, things, it may be bad. However, so long as you still live, there is still hope in you and there's still hope for you, you know.
Yeah.
And that the second bit of it, like we just said, in that the
Absolutely.
hope that we find in this book is that there is immortality at the end of it all.
Yes.
Immortality is not in the grave, but immortality is on the other side of the grave when Christ returns.
Yeah, yes, when Christ returns. Finally, Mfundis, in what ways can understanding the resurrection reshape how we live and mourn?
I think when we understand that there is an immortality that is on the other side of the grave, when we understand that there's a resurrection that is promised on the other side of the grave, it helps us. It inspires us with hope now, as we live today, you know, because it says to us that, even though I go into the grave, I do not go into it with distress, of asking myself what is happening, what's going to happen on the other side. But one goes there with the hope that I know in whom I love the words of Job, when he is going through it, you know.
Right.
And he says that, you know what, I know that my Redeemer lives,
Right.
and that he shall stand on the last day.
Yeah.
And though worms may eat and eat my skin and destroy this body, yet in my flesh I will see God for
Right.
myself, and
Right.
no one shall see him on my behalf.
Right.
You know, so that is the kind of hope that we get inspired with, we get filled with as we live today. So despite the hardships that come, because they will come, they
Right.
come to those who believe and to those who don't believe. The difference in the one that believes and the one that has surrendered to God is in that, the one who has believed in God and who understands and accepts the Bible's teaching on
Right.
resurrection,
Right.
and knows that I may go there, it may happen to me, and
Yeah.
whether it happens, doesn't happen. If it does happen, I have a God who will resurrect me. So therefore,
Absolutely.
if even as you go through the loss of our loved ones, the same idea still fills us that this is just but good night,
Yeah.
in somewhat way. You know, this is just good night. Yes, I cannot talk to this person now. I cannot hold conversation with them now. However, if they rest, they sleep in God, resurrection is promised.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to leave it on that note. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So, as always, really appreciate your time and your insight. Let's do it again tomorrow.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.